Sheboygan's Point, keeping you connected to all things furry, friendly, fun, homeless. Did I get it all, Kate, from the Humane Society of Sheboygan?
I believe you did.
County. Kate is in here with the homeless animal of the week. Oh, a sweet kitty.
Today, I am accompanied by our pet of the week, a black and white domestic short hair cat named Topsy.
Topsy. Topsy looks an awful lot like the cat you brought me 2 weeks ago, Kate.
No, that's not correct, because this one has short hair, whereas the last one had long hair.
Okay, so you gave the last cat a haircut, and you gave him a new name, and you brought him in. You have an awful lot of black and white cats. What's with that?
Some people would point to the fact that they're darker colors, and darker colored animals in shelters actually do go a lot slower.
I hate that statistic.
Yep.
It's segregation in animals. It's just dumb.
Right.
It really is.
There seems to be a preference for lighter colored animals for whatever reason.
Yeah.
It's kind of confusing.
And yet, if you have dark furniture or clothing or whatever, I don't know, this makes more sense.
Well, he's black and white, so I mean, whatever you wear, you're going to see the hair on it.
Right. You're going to have to love him regardless. Tell me a little bit about him, Kate.
Yeah, so Topsy is just over 1 year old, and he has been impatiently waiting for his new family to come and get him for about 100 days.
Oh, boy.
He's been there for a while.
Over 3 months.
Yes.
Wow.
Topsy was brought in as a stray, but he's a softie, and he really, really enjoys his humans.
Yeah, I can tell he would pass the hang test. You pick him up and he just kind of hangs and looks at you.
In fact, staff and volunteers often remark at how Topsy adores playing with wand toys. And one thing they mention about him is that he likes to box with them.
Ah, nice.
Which is really funny to watch.
Yeah. And when cats get interactive like that, it's super fun because a lot of times they're just on their own. They do their thing and they don't want any interaction with humans and all of that. I love when a cat gets into a human's personality and actually plays and interacts and stuff. So it sounds like he's all about that.
Right. It means something extra when a cat wants to interact with you
because
cats do what they want.
Yeah. He's on board with that. What else is going on at the Humane Society right now, Kate?
Sure. So as we had talked about last week, we are still searching for a foster home for a Great Dane named Bishop. Fostering an animal is an incredibly rewarding experience. And as a foster, you kind of serve as a path for a homeless animal to find its forever home. To fill out an application or to learn more about Bishop, you can visit adoptsheboygancounty.org/volunteer and click on Fostering Facts, or you can call us during our regular hours at 920-458-2012. 2012.
Yeah, Bishop the Great Dane is a special case, that's for sure, and he is desperately searching for an environment like a home. Maybe it's part-time, maybe it's a temporary kind of thing, it's a foster scenario. Hopefully a foster failure, like we always talk about.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for.
Somebody just falls in love with him and it just works out forever. Bishop the Great Dane looking for a foster. Maybe you know somebody and could pass that information along. What else you got for us, Kate?
Yeah, so this week our shelter is in need of kitchen-sized garbage bags, and donations can be dropped off or shipped to 3107 North 20th Street in Sheboygan.
Super easy to do. You're shopping on Amazon, maybe you just send a box of bags on over to the Humane Society.
In which case, remember to use Amazon.
It's Smile, yeah.
Amazon Smile.
Yeah, and I actually have that plugged into my cell phone, so every time I do an Amazon order, it just automatically does it, and then you guys get a donation. Doesn't cost you anymore. It's super fun, so yeah. And you feel good about doing it, too. Give us your address and phone number so we can get a hold of you guys, too.
Sure. So our phone number is 920-458-2012, and our address is 3107 North 20th Street in Sheboygan.
So you can come visit Topsy as soon as you get your application filled out and get all approved and all of that, and then you can come check him out.
Yes. Right? At this time, you do need a pre-approved application to get an appointment.
Well, all right, Kate. We won't see you next week.
Right.
Jesse will be back next week, but we'll see you in a few weeks.
See you then.
All right. Topsy?
Topsy.
Topsy. Yes, the kitty is Furry Friday.